American Safari Cruises already operates three luxury yachts in Southeast Alaska waters. It charges $7,500 or more per person for sailings through the Inside Passage and into Glacier Bay. It just announced plans to add two larger vessels, essentially small cruise ships, to its fleet under the name Inner Sea Discoveries. The 80-passenger Wilderness Discoverer and the 66-passenger Wilderness Adventurer will begin sailing in May of 2011. Tours will cost less than the yachts, between $2,500 and $3,000 per person, but that's still 2 to 6 times the rates charged by larger cruise lines. American Safari's Tim Jaycox says the ships will offer week-long excursions between Ketchikan and Juneau. They'll be equipped to show passengers mostly unpopulated wilderness areas.
Kayaks, many, many kayaks, and of course the shore boats or Zodiac-style craft for close-up exploring. We'll also lead a number of hikes throughout the itinerary, and some of them more vigorous and extended than is usually the case. And also we'll have fishing boats that are fully equipped that are attached to our small ships.
The tours will make few, if any, port calls along the way. Jaycox says they may stop in Wrangell and Klawock, but the tours are more about wilderness than cities. The company is managed by people who used to work for Cruise West. That's a small ship company that's reduced its presence in Southeast Alaska in recent years. Jaycox says his operation is committed to the region.
We are only going to operate these two vessels, the Inner Sea Discovery small ships, in Alaska's Inside Passage at present. So that shows the level of commitment. They're perfect for Alaska's Inside Passage. Obviously, they operated there in their past lives. So we feel that that is truly the home for this type of cruising.
The company bought the ships in August from a bank that held them since the bankruptcy of Glacier Bay Cruise Lines in 2006. Its yachts, which hold 12 to 36 passengers, also sail Hawaii, Mexico, and the Pacific Northwest. John Binkley of the Alaska Cruise Association welcomes the new tours.
It's great that there's another entrance into the market, and I'm sure Ketchikan and Juneau will get some benefit from those people getting on and off the ships in those two ports. They are relatively small, but anytime there's new opportunities in Alaska, why, we are excited to see that.
The announcement comes at a time of shrinking cruise loads in Alaska. Three large ships are pulling out of the market next summer, and another is switching to a longer route that halves its seasonal capacity. Part of that loss will be made up the following year when Disney Cruise Line begins sending a ship to Alaska. Crystal Cruises will also resume sailing to the state. Industry critic Chip Toma of the group responsible cruising in Alaska says Inner Sea Discoveries tours will also make a difference.
The small ships traditionally spend more time in Alaska, and they spend a lot more money for their ticket and theoretically for their time on shore. So it's usually a better-heeled type of tourist, and those are the type of tourists that we're always looking for in Alaska.
One of the large lines, Holland America, recently announced a shuffle of ships traveling the region. Its flagship vessel, the Rotterdam, will begin sailing the Inside Passage next summer. It will replace the line's Veendam, which moves to a New York to Bermuda route. Holland America's Ralph Samuels says the ships are about the same size. The Rotterdam carries up to 1,316 passengers, the Veendam up to 1,350. There are other changes, such as spa staterooms, that might attract passengers.
It's a little different configuration. Some of the ships and some of the long-term clients of Holland, they'll want to go on a variety of ships. Some of them have a favorite ship, and that's why the announcements for marketing tell out is you're trying to sell a ship from people that are really concerned about which ship they go on.
The Rotterdam's itinerary will include Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan. There have been rumblings about further changes in ships and routes. Binkley of the Alaska Cruise Association expects no more information this fall.
Typically, they're working on those now, but the actual announcements won't come out until the spring of 2010. So that's when we'll have some sense of what's going to happen in 2011 and in the really large numbers of passengers coming to Alaska.
Cruise ships sailing Alaska waters have had about 1 million passenger capacity for several years. That's expected to drop about 15% next summer. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.